Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. Is agentthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. Catherine Computer's our guest, our good friend, longtime 11-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, president of Self Brand, author of all the important books on branding, including Women Who Brand. That's one of her great books. You Are a Brand, and that's been redone too, hasn't it? That's an updated book, isn't it?
Second edition with, you know, some additional exercises
new
and information
stuff.
And updating. So, check it out.
Selfbrand.com, is that right?
That's selfbrand.com. That's my website.
So, but we're talking about something a little different today. We're talking about making sure that you take care of yourself financially.
Right.
And, you know, Catherine, one of the great myths of small business is that you'll start your business, you'll give into it, you'll feed it, you'll nurture it, you'll treat it like a child. You'll never let it be sick. You'll never let it be hungry. You'll never let it not have all the clothes it needs, so to speak, metaphorically speaking. And in the end, it'll take care of you, right? Well, that's a myth in many cases because, as you well know, most small businesses 10, 20, 30, 40 years hence wind up not being worth anything to be sold. Most of them just kind of go away. And So over the years, I observed people doing all that, and I started thinking, okay, that's not what I want to happen. I want to have something left over, not just a living, not just making a living. And what I found out about myself in this pay yourself first thing, I found out that I'm a horrible saver.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that a long time ago. I am not the kind of person who's going to get a $500 paycheck and take $50 and go put it in a savings account. I'm just not going to do that. I tried it. It didn't work. But I'm one hell of a mortgage payment maker.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is better at making mortgage payments than me.
Right.
And so if you can buy a piece of real estate and instead of putting that money in a savings account, make a payment, you get debt service, you get interest write off,
right.
You
it's
get
like
depreciation,
the bond market,
you get
so
depreciation if it's
every year with
yeah,
every month.
You get depreciation if it's a commercial property, and
right.
You get appreciation if you bought the right property, and maybe some cash flow, and
right.
And why is that not better than saving? And so, my solution has been over the years. Make payments. Instead of mm-hmm. you're not using credit cards, like the guy said, instead of not doing that or whatever. I mean, when I didn't remember, I told you I drove that rattle trap car around for 2 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was making payments on real estate in those days.
Right.
I was devoted to my
smart.
Payments.
You've got to understand yourself.
Yeah.
And for some people, they can have the discipline of every week or every month investing $100, $500, whatever it's going to be. In the stock market or, in a bond fund. But for other people, the real estate can be a very, very savvy. I mean, I know a number of people who did that in their lives, as part of their money strategy.
Right.
And they're sitting pretty today.
Well, I didn't understand the stock market, and I still don't. I understand less of it than I used to, I think, now. I don't trust the stock market. I never did, even though I've owned stocks over the years and still do. But I do believe in real estate.
And how do you find properties? How do you, when you're
just,
running your own business?
And I wrote an article about this. The first thing is, if there's any way possible, own the real estate your business is in. Rent your business, rent your real estate to your business.
Business, right.
You're the third party between your business and your real estate.
Right.
I mean, that's how, Catherine, people pay. That's how small business owners have gotten rich. 40
right.
years later, I wrote an article about this 2-3 weeks ago. 40, I call it the stealth benefit, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
40 years after they started the business, mom and pop closed up the business. The business is worth nothing, but the corner real estate, the acre they bought over the years, a quarter acre at a time over 40 years, is now in the middle of town on a major intersection worth $4 million.
Right, right. Wow.
That's a great American story. Happens all the time.
Right. And that's a very important, you know, I had a client that I was working with that has been in business for 20 years and renting real estate. And he tells me, you know, way back, you know, 5 and 10 years ago, he was offered over $1 million for his business, but it was thriving then. So he said no. He didn't buy the real estate. And here he is today. You know, it's in a downturn. And I'm not convinced that his business is ever going to be in demand again just from the way the world is moving.
Right.
But he was short-sighted. So, he keeps regretting,
yep,
I wish I'd sold the business when I was offered these things. But heck, he had a chance to buy the real estate he was in, which has increased dramatically.
That's what he should have done.
Yeah. And, you know, what does he have? You know, he's been using his savings, you know, to try to keep the business afloat.
Yep.
And so you got to think a little bit long term, because things could be great today doesn't mean they're always going to be that way. So you need to have other revenue streams, and real estate can be a great one.
Well, that's one of the great ways to pay yourself first, I think, and as a small business owner, it is the first order of business. Own the business that you're own the real estate your business is in. It'll give you
right.
more control too. And then second, then once you get to where you can actually pay yourself real money, mm-hmm. buy another piece of property.
Right. And what you'd look for, residential apartments or?
Depends on what you like. The stories that I know, Catherine, the people bought the property next to their building.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In other words, they bought the building next to them and they rented it out, and they bought another one next to them. Protect your borders. That's an old saw that I learned a long time ago. Protect your borders. If an adjacent piece of property comes up, try your best to buy it. And then you put it together 40 years later, and it's worth something.
It's worth something, exactly.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Selfbrand.com, folks. That's Catherine's website. You want to check that out? It's a good one.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.